省长尹大卫戴维伊比近日宣布，近日起 BC 省的酿酒厂可以再次向阿省消费者直接销售红酒。相关措施基于 BC 省和阿省去年夏季宣布的一项跨省协议，阿省消费者将可以直接向 BC 省300间酿酒厂订购产品，作为交换，阿省政府将获得其应得的税收份额。相关协议有效期为一年，届时将对协议的有效性进行评估。戴维伊比表示，今日的宣布对于本省酿酒厂乃至依赖该行业的社区而言是一场胜利。他在记者会上表示，随着两省达成的协议于今天生效，阿省消费者可以从 BC 省购买世界上最好的红酒。BC 省府将代表阿省省府征收后者应得的税额。他表示，通过和阿省的合作，当局正持续支持经济增长，并加强各省之间的联系。他又表示，通过同类措施，渴望减少加拿大各省之间的贸易壁垒，加强经贸合作，同时也可以有效应对美国方面的关税威胁。
Wine sales program that we reached agreement with Alberta on recently comes into force today. And so Alberta wine drinkers will be able to again enjoy the best wines in the world from British Columbia direct to them. We reached an agreement to collect taxes on behalf of the Alberta government here and remit them to Alberta. And that has resolved that trade dispute. We are doing work across the country to ensure that we're reducing these barriers and ensuring that we're trading as effectively as possible within Canada, responding to the threat of tariffs as well.
BC 省和阿省去年七月份就购买红酒签署协议，解决供应商直接向客户发货所产生的税务问题，使两地的红酒能够继续流动，民众可以有更多酒类的选择。去年一月，阿省博彩、酒类和大麻管理局宣布，阿省商店将不再库存来自 BC 省的葡萄酒，指 BC 酒商回避阿省法律，直接向阿省省民出售产品。双方随后就跨省红酒销售问题一度陷入僵局。加拿大中文电台郭兴彤报道。